Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors LLC. Listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We welcome this 2 hours of relief from the daily grind and the daily news, which is available to you on any of your devices 24/7, 365. Here you get to take a break and talk about the things that we really enjoy. We enjoy those things that we see in God's creation. It's not always necessarily the target animal that we're after, but, you know, we get to see the beauty of nature. We get to see, for me, it's the birds of prey, the hawks, the owls, it's the waterfowl, the snow geese, the tundra swans, the Canada geese that, you know, I get to see and hear when I'm out in the stand. It's the squirrels. I know, I hate the squirrels. Everybody does. But they are fun to watch. I like to see the little birds. And what makes me think about the little birds is my dad. My dad's favorite song, "His Eye is on the Sparrow, and I Know He Watches Me." Those little sparrows out there, they work for a living. And it is tough. I mean, they're constantly digging and looking for seeds and things that they eat. And I read an article years ago. I would say in the early 80s, there was a magazine out there called the Pennsylvania Sportsman. And the publisher of that was a fellow by the name of Lou Hoffman. Lou wrote an article about sitting out in a cold deer stand.
Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse...
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 Interstate. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558. For Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Calling all outdoor lovers. Don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook, or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout, steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start and your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Your hands start shaking. Your heart gets to pumping. Your knees get to knocking. And your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer. And buck fever, ha. There ain't no pill, ain't no cure.
You're on, Alan.
Hey, buddy. Wow. What a way to start the morning, huh? Well, folks, I slept in. Too much time in the woods. I was sick of deer hunting yesterday all day long. Got up at 4, showed up at the stand, and saw a sick of deer like crazy yesterday. Just none to shoot. Just did not have a stag in front of me that would qualify as a shooter. So I slept in. I overslept. I'll be honest with you. I'm struggling with the machine here. And we'll get back to good quality radio here in just a few minutes. But I apologize for my tardiness, but that's what I do, is I hunt in deer season. No apologies. So right now I've got a tangle of wires here in front of me trying to get on the air, and I'm going to keep trying to get on the air with the regularly quality broadcasts out of the Comrex, but I was, and I moved the machine, and when I moved the machine, everything went off. So just how she goes. But reconnecting here, and we'll not take any calls at the minute. We'll just keep talking here on different things that we're going to talk about. But have been in touch with a bunch of folks. Upcoming this week is going to be the stakeholders meeting, where we talk about the upcoming regulations change. Of course, the yellow perch rules came out officially yesterday. Still 9-inch size limit for tidal fish, but they dropped the limit from 10 to 5. Cut the commercial quota for the commercial guys to about 70%, or by about 70%. And so they're trying to protect the spawning yellow perch. It has an impact for those of you who like to catch them and eat them. Of course it has an impact. The limit being cut in half, but you know, give our DNR a little bit of credit. They're doing their best to manage these popular species based on the recruitment success, which is, you know, how successful are the spawns. In the last 5 years, the spawn has been horrible for yellow perch. Now this year was pretty good, but over the last 5 years, it wasn't that great. So just like rockfish and everything else, when the spawning isn't there, at crabs, the whole deal, when the spawning isn't there, there are environmental factors, bad weather, lack of habitat, and all those different factors. And the folks have to manage the best they can for everybody, you know, for those who have commercial interests as well as the recreational guys. My poor little machine here is just having a difficult time getting started. And I'm not sure why. So let me disconnect everything there and rehook it. You got to understand, for those of you who back in the day know what a cigar box is, I'll use that analogy. But let's just say it's about 6x10 machine, about 2 inches thick, and it plugs into the Ethernet. Well, it plugs into the internet with Ethernet cable here through the Wi-Fi in the house, and it plugs into the power cord. So I got to plug both of those in, make sure everything's working, which it hasn't been, and hit the power button, see what happens. Right now, all these wires in my rush are piled in front of me. Normally, they are behind my chair. And I can't get this darn machine to stay on for some reason. Keeps giving me a trouble message. So, we'll keep working on it. And we had it, didn't we, Aaron? You and I were talking.
Yes, we did for a second. I was
I moved the machine to my little, there it is. I moved my machine to my little table, and everything went off the charts. So, and Aaron did a good job covering for me, which he always does. So at least I'm not showing a trouble message at the moment. Let's see what happens here when we try to get on the air. All right, so there it says that. 1, 2, 3 little buttons. Connect.
I think it's working.
All right. Let's go that way. I'll hang up.
There we go.
You're on.
Ah, things work. You there, folks?
Yes, we are.
Good.
Wow, that was pretty good. Great job.
That noise you hear, that my headphones clacking around here. And there we go. Thank goodness. That's what happens when you sleep in. That's what happens when you're in the deer stand and you turn your sound on your phone off and forget to turn it back on when you get out of the stand. So, had the alarm set, but came home. Planned a couple phone calls last night after I got home. I missed my phone calls. I was out like the proverbial light. Anyway, no excuses. Let's take some calls. So we're talking about the yellow perch. Did talk to fisheries yesterday, confirmed all that stuff. They put the notice out. Didn't have a size limit on it. I said, hey, where's the size limit? And they said, oh, well, it's still 9 inches. That didn't change. Just the only thing that changed is the creel limit. I said, okay, we're cool. So I was supposed to have somebody on here from the department talking about yellow perch here shortly, and then also talk about some striped bass management decisions and things like that. The new regulations, which I shared with you earlier. So we're getting into the fisheries here a little bit better. Oh, my goodness. No deer this week. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yesterday, today, tomorrow is extended deer firearm season. And heard a few shots, you know, mostly on public land. One fellow on our team did take a nice hind, a big female sika deer. I had a sika deer all over me. And not in the morning, only saw two. But in the evening, my goodness, they were all... I had 9 hinds at the feeder at 10 yards. So that was pretty cool to watch that and video that and just, yeah, let's see. Yeah. Okay. Good. Just catching up on the text. Thanks, Sean B., for being concerned. I really appreciate our listeners out there texting me, let me know that, you know, they're concerned about whether I'm on the air or not. And here I am. So how about that? Woo! Aaron, what do we do here? Can you tell I'm just a little dazed and confused? I am. Why don't we take a caller, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Plus, when I got home last night, I turned the heat up a little bit. I think I had the heat up a little too high. It was warm in here, but I'm okay. I felt good. Apologies. I really do. This is not quality radio that you're expecting from me. Okay. Did you play any of the live commercials, Aaron?
I did not play any of your live commercials.
You know why you didn't play any of your live commercials? Because I was asleep. Let me get that out of the way. Let me get a couple of those done. If folks indulge me here till I get semi-conscious. And there's no coffee in this within reach, that's for sure. All right. Albright's Gun Shop is having a gun sale. Now's the best time to own a Benelli, a Franke, or a Stoeger firearm. Purchase a Benelli and receive a free backpack and a gun case. Now, I will tell you, Albright's is having an event coming up in February, and as we hash out the details, I'll give you a little more on that, a little more insight. But here's something else. Albright's just received a large collection of Remington firearms, including 20-gauge 1187s and hard-to-find left-hand 1100s and more classic Remingtons. And I looked at some of them the other day. They're really nice. If you purchase a rifle and a scope combination at Albright's, when you do, they'll mount and bore sight the scope for free. They'll just stop by and see the selection of top straight-wall cartridge rifles, and they've got some muzzle loaders in there, too. For those of you looking for that special firearm, Albright's Gun Shop is the only Cesar Guarini Elite dealer in Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia. These are exclusive shotguns, and this also includes Fab Arms and Siren shotguns, too. With one of the largest collections of used guns in the Mid-Atlantic region, it is worth your while to visit Albright's Gun Shop. Stop by 36 East Dover Street in Easton, across from the Tidewater Inn. to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's AllbrightsGunShop.com or call 410-820-8811 today for Albright's Gun Shop, celebrating 43 years. So, all right, let's talk to Jerry in Baltimore.
Good morning, Alan.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm just fine. Alan, I misjudged you.
About what?
I thought that you were in your second decade, not your seventh decade. And the reason why, when I was in my second decade, maybe midway through, I used to go out. I didn't go hunting. I used to go out and party, go to the club,
close
the bar down, go to after hour, drag myself to work the next day, and just, you know, maybe not even make it on time. One time I woke up, I was working 10:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. I woke up, I was due to go to work. Actually, I'm sorry, I was working day shift, 6:30 a.m., 2:30 p.m.
Right.
So I was out the night before, half the night, partying, carousing, whatever. I woke up, and I looked at the clock, and it said 7, I don't know. The time was off. I can't even remember correctly, but I was actually 12 hours ahead of myself. I started to jump in the car to get to work and try to apologize for being late. And then I looked outside and I saw a lady hanging clothes on the line. And it something happened that made me realize, I don't know why, I woke up like 3 hours after I fell asleep when I thought I woke up 12 hours later. You know what I'm saying? This threw me off completely. So that's why I said, no, Alan's not in his 70s. Alan is in his 20s. That's what's going on.
You think maybe, huh?
Okay. Yeah. And you were doing a better thing now. I was just out there, you know, painting the town red. You out there, you know, like putting food on the table. Well, happens.
Let me tell you something. I'm getting there right now. I was out, and the dog woke me up. Dog barked, woke me up.
Right. Well,
that's nothing unusual for that to happen in the middle of the night. And I went,
What time is it?
And I looked, and it was 5:09. And I'm like, oh, man, this is not good. Or 5:04, whatever time it was. Anyway, past time. I was completely out. I fell asleep before 8 o'clock last night. I came home. I got my, I had some dinner. I ate my dinner, put my dinner dishes away. Got my little, you know, my little tart cherry juice here drink to keep my lubricated through the night. Keep the gout away. I had a bad case of gout the other night. Couldn't sleep at all in my ankle. Anyway, I got that. Set it here on the bedside table. And that was it. That's all I remember. I was texting with Chris, and I woke up, and, you know, it's like 11 o'clock, and I went, and fell right back asleep.
Right.
I know you're man. I apologize to everybody, but that's how she went. So
you're preaching to the choir, Alan.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
In my younger days, I went to work. Okay, just imagine this, and I'm going to get off the air. Okay, when I worked around the clock, all three shifts.
Right.
So when I changed from 3 to 11, I say 3 to 11, but 10:30 to 6:30. But when I changed from
3 to 11, I get it, yeah.
To overnight,
11 to 7,
midnight shift, you get what is called a short changeover. You get off at 11 o'clock on Wednesday, say. Then you're off Thursday and Friday, but you go to work Thursday night or Friday because you're closer to midnight. So you go to work on, say, the 5th, but the rest of the day, the other 6 hours is into the 7th.
It
sounds
complicated,
but it's not. But I showed up to work one day early. I came to work. I used to work at FM Sales, Burris Point. I came to work early, and the guy knew that I wasn't supposed to be there. I thought I was. He said, what are you doing? I said, come to work. He said, you're not working tonight. You're working tomorrow night, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Well, I said, there's an old saying. I'm going to get up there. Alan's the old saying. At least it's They said, no matter what you do under the sun, somebody's done it before you.
Oh, there's no question.
No matter brilliant or not so brilliant, somebody's done it before you. And consequently, that's why there are rules. People make rules because somebody did something they shouldn't have done, weren't supposed to do, so then they make a rule against that. So hopefully, you know, people. So, like, welcome to the club, Alvin.
Not that I've not ever slept before. I did.
Yeah,
I got a ticket on. I got a ticket on the way in one time. When I lived 10 minutes away from the station, I felt overslept, and on the way in, I was hurrying and got pulled over. I said, "Sir," I said, "I'm not trying to be smart, but I want you to listen to this voice on the radio. They were playing. They just like Aaron did. Started play a pre-recorded show." He said, "Sir," I said, "please listen to this." I said, "That's my voice on the radio. I'm supposed to be at WCBM 2 minutes away, and I apologize for speeding, but I'm supposed to be that guy on the air live." He wrote me a warning and said, "Have a nice day."
I said, "All right.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate that." So,
tell me.
Yeah.
Well, Alan, you have a nice weekend. Oh, and this is one thing I really want to say in finality. Someone told me once, and I think it's true, when you don't get enough sleep over time, you know, in the course of a week,
yeah,
most of us say, "Oh, I'll make it up on the weekend, I'll get it back." But I was told, whether it's accurate or not, once a long time ago, you never really do get it back. You get some of it back, but you don't. And the body knows it knows what it needs.
That's
you know, we think so much in the mind, and our mind rules us, but the body has its own brain, if you want to put it that way, so to speak. The body knows what it requires. So when you lose sleep over time, it accumulates that tiredness, that fatigue, and then one day it catches up with you, and you think you're going to sleep for 7 or 8 hours, you might wind up sleeping 12.
Yep, you're absolutely right. So.
All right, Alan.
All right, Jerry, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call, as always.
We're going to do the groupies next week.
All right, we'll talk about groupies next week. Sounds good.
Take care, Alvin.
Thank you, man. 410 WCBM 680. All right, I'm kind of back. So let's jump back to the yellow perch here. In response to 6 years of low recruitment, Maryland recreational anglers who fished this year for yellow perch in tidal waters, not in ponds, not in freshwater lakes like Deep Creek, but in tidal waters, will be allowed to keep 5 yellow perch per person per day. The minimum size for recreational anglers remains at 9 inches. See, I missed that. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources announced the change, when I read it yesterday, to the recreational daily catch limit, which was previously set at 10. Yellow perch face a lot of challenges, including habitat conditions, in order to successfully spawn. We believe this is an appropriate modification to improve the odds of better year classes, said Carrie Kennedy, Director of Monitoring and Assessment for DNR's Fishing and Boating Services. DNR Fisheries managers targeted a change to the recreational fishing allowance, given that the commercial sector's total allowable catch, is designed to decline when the population falls. Commercial fishermen have been allowed to harvest fewer yellow perch annually for several years, while the recreational regulations were left unchanged. Commercial total allowable catch averaged about 36,000 pounds a year since 2009 and has declined from a high of 59,662 pounds to 2018 to a low of 14,184 pounds in 2024. The most recent change to the recreational fishery occurred in 2009, 16 years ago, when the daily krill limit was increased from 5 to 10 fish. Although the recreational harvest is likely within the target levels, it remains largely unknown because there are no current reliable recreation harvest estimates available. So there's your reasoning. When the commercial guys the commercial catch keeps dropping, there's a reason for it. Low recruitment, poor habitat, you know. So we went from 36,000 to 14,000, 36 average to 14,000 in the last 16 years. time to do something. And we'll talk more about it. If you want to talk more about it, maybe we'll get Lee to call in here in the next hour or so. But let's talk to Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris. Oh, Chris in Cambridge. I apologize. Hey, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, Cambridge, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, was there ever a moratorium on yellow perch in the tidal area?
No. That's
do you remember?
Question. I don't remember. I believe there was back quite a few years ago, a moratorium. I think there was, but I'm not gonna say for sure. But I think at one point there was.
Yeah, I vaguely remember, in the Susquehanna River, like you would catch one and you had to put it back no matter what size it was. But it totally slipped my mind. I wonder if they're ever going to go back to that. You know.
Oh, it's very possible.
Unfortunately, you know, it definitely seems like they're disappearing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you either catch big ones or you don't catch the little ones at all.
Right. Right. I don't know what our guys in the lakes and ponds are doing either. I mean, I don't know what they're catching in Deep Creek. You know, that seems to be a great place to catch. I mean, you can catch giant yellow perch in Deep Creek Lake. But I don't know what the deal is, how their populations are in the freshwater. It doesn't seem to be bothersome. You know, it's only the tidal thing.
Yeah.
You know.
I was wondering if it was, something to do with maybe the blue cats or eating all the little ones.
Well, it's very possible. Blue cats, snake heads, anything and everything will eat those little parts. Everything and anything eat little anything. I mean, it's just not...
That's true.
The rockfish will eat the white perch, and the white perch will eat the whatever, and the snake heads will eat all of them, and blue cats will eat whatever they can fit in their mouth. So, I mean... Nature.
Blue cats will eat the snakehead.
What's that?
I said blue cats will eat the snakehead.
Yeah, probably. I believe that's true, but I'm not sure. It's very possible.
Yeah. Hey, man, sorry to hear about your gout. I suffer also, man. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
I get it once a year, maybe, and I don't know what I ate.
Yeah.
But whatever it was, I ate something that might have been oysters.
Probably the oysters, yeah.
Yeah, so, I had some oysters, and I got it in my ankle.
Yeah, that's
not
horrible.
Not my big toe. I used to get it in my big toe on a regular basis, and that was caused by eating a lot of shrimp. But,
Gotcha.
But a caller from yesteryear, Fran. Many remember Miss Fran calling in. She said, told me about tart cherry juice.
Yeah,
And you can get that.
Yeah.
Any grocery store and, drink that on a regular basis. It cuts down on the uric acid.
Yeah, I do the same thing, and I go as far as putting a teaspoon of baking soda in there to reduce, lower the pH also.
That's a good possibility. Does it help?
Yep. Yeah, it seems like it. I haven't had a flare in about 3 years.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yep, And I just had a bunch of oysters last month, and I was a little worried, and nothing happened. So I just kind of doubled up on that cherry juice and baking soda, and maybe I warded it off. So
well, I hope you did. Well, that's a good thing, man.
But yeah, it's bad. Hey, when are you guys doing another bucks, bears, stags measuring thing?
February 21st in Cambridge.
In Cambridge. Okay, yeah, I may bring my sicka down and get it squared up.
Well, don't may bring it. Just bring it. We'll get it taken care of.
Where is it going to be, Dan? Is it going to be at the outdoor show?
No, we're going to be there, too. That's the following week, 27th, 28th. But this is the packing house.
Okay.
Right behind the wall, the factory. We're playing the commercials on it. But, nice show, little show plan for that. And so we'll be there. We'll be there with our setup. And Bobby Newton, I know, will be there measuring. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that event. We really are. So.
Yeah, if I can't make that one, I'll try and make the outdoor show when you're going to be doing it there as well.
Well, here's the deal. This is 2026. Yeah. It's a record book year. If you miss this year, it'll be 2 years till you get in the record book.
Gotcha. All right, well, I'll make sure I get one of them in then.
Get one of there. There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, my man.
All right. Good morning. You'll wake up here. You're coming
around. Yeah, I'm getting there. I appreciate it.
There you go.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah, man. Bye-bye. There he goes. Oh, my goodness. Might be a good time for me to tell you about backyard billies. You know, it was warmer this week a little bit, and the gas fireplace insert didn't come on nearly as much. And I can't tell you how much I really enjoy that machine. I really do. The reason I enjoy it is I can set the temperature that I want. Apparently, I set it a little bit too high last night and put myself out. But I can set that temperature, and automatically that heat adjusts. And the gas comes on when it needs heat, and when it doesn't, it goes back out. But the other thing is, if I just want to sit here and watch the fire, I can do that too, and then turn it off. No smoke to deal with, no flue to worry about. I just see this beautiful fire in my fireplace, and I give Hearth America at Backyard Billy's all the credit. They did the installation, and when we shopped for it, we decided on the EX35 by Enviro. And you know what? We got treated so well. The people had great product knowledge. Bill got involved a little bit, you know, Backyard Billy, Bill. The owner got involved a little bit. Gave us all the information we needed. Gave us the details, a great price. That's why I recommend Hearth America at Backyard Billy's for not only gas fireplace inserts, but gas, wood, pellet, electric, and their freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Give them a call at 410-827-4500. 827-4500. Write it down. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. That's the exit, Graysonville, Maryland. They're located on Drummer Drive. If you just put in Backyard Billy's Drummer Drive, that's what you want. If it's heat you want, in your GPS. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, Apple Cracker Blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstate.
interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Calling all outdoor lovers. Don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook, or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pot, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
That's a John Anderson version, if I remember. All right. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. I think Lee's going to give us a call here. He's just texted me about the recreational harvest and why it dropped off. market price fell. So the demand has fallen off for yellow perch. The market price fell. There's a couple of reasons for that, and hopefully he'll call in and give us an explanation, that's for sure. So, a little nasty out there today. I don't know if you're going to be doing any deer hunting today or not. If you got a place that's covered, you know, a blind of some kind, redneck blind, shooting house or whatever, you can go out there and give it a shot. But I believe I'm staying out of the woods today. I'm pretty sure I am. Yep. So it'll be the first time in a while. I did a lot of deer hunting this year. There's no question about it. I've done a lot of deer hunting this year. Successful. I did ask the landowner where I was yesterday if I could harvest a hind. He allowed that during the muzzleloader season with my little 5-year-old granddaughter in the blind with me, which was kind of cool. Got some cute video of her and, you know, a couple pictures. Got a picture of her with the deer. She didn't want to get close to it, but, you know, she didn't mind. She didn't mind the shooting part or dragging it out or anything else. I mean, you know, I asked her to help me put it on the truck, but she couldn't do that quite. So then I was allowed to take a stag. You know, there's a lot of serious management going on for sika deer on the private side, not so on the public side. But one of the proposals for the regulations is an antler restriction on sika deer, not allowing spikes to be taken, because a spike stag is a 1.5-year-old stag, no question. So if you prevent the taking of stags, you're going to allow those stags to mature and breed and get a little better. And there's antler restrictions at the property that I hunt, and they're going to get even worse next year. But you know, they usually take dozen and a half stags off of this property a year, and it branched antlered only. Every now and then, a landowner allow a young kid or somebody to shoot a spike or a hind. But I think they only took 2 hinds. And so his philosophy is where the hinds are, the does are, that's where the stags will be. And he's right. He's absolutely right. So did see a couple stags yesterday. Nothing that would qualify for his self-imposed antler restriction. But it's all good. You know, I accept that. I've got my hind. I've got meat in the freezer, sika deer meat in the freezer. That's what I like. One a year. Be going tomorrow to Cecil County, last day of the firearm season, followed by the only, archery is allowed till the end of January, and then the second, third, fourth of February, I believe, is the primitive season this year, and so I'll be hunting that with the percussion cap, and that's one of the most fun seasons for me. I like muzzleloader, I like firearms. I did no bow hunting this year. Just did not have the time just didn't have the time. Didn't really have the initiative. Maybe next year, but didn't have the time that I needed this year. I was doing some other stuff like, keeping busy, just to keep busy. So anyway, the primitive season is always fun. That's a flintlock or percussion cap muzzleloader or a traditional bow, a recurve, a longbow, no compound bows or anything like that, no telescopic sights, no inline muzzleloaders, just the way we used to do it before the inlines came about. So I'm prepared. I am prepared for that season with plenty of muzzleloaders. But it's just fun being out there, and at my age, I how many are left? How many hunts are left? I'm not going to take as many deer as I've taken up to this point. I can tell you that. I mean, I did management hunts. I did if it was brown, it was down. I did that back in the early days. At one point, I was very restrictive on myself as far as antlers are concerned. Not so much anymore, but I was. And now I've gotten to that point where I want to take a mature deer or a deer that I like. There's so many deer that you could kill and you could eat, but I'm personally more selective. And I know I'm not going to take that many deer. Now, 2 a year, that's probably it. Am I going to keep trying? Yeah, I'm going to keep trying. You know, that's why I buy, a deer permit, what do they call it, bonus deer permit every year. you know, if I want to take two with a muzzleloader and one with a rifle, I want to do that. If I, you know, if I want to take two with a rifle, one with a muzzleloader, I'm going to do that. So just very nice to be able to do that. Well, there's the music, folks. There is the music. While that music is playing, I want to remind you, Backyard Billy's, one more time. You've heard the commercials. Gas fireplaces, wood stoves, BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, right off exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Park America, Backyard Billies. Highly, highly recommended. All right, get out, stay out, stay safe. I'm going to try and wake up. Remember your faith. Remember your family. We'll see you after the break.